أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وإله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page. Inshallah ta'ala, today we are on page 128 of the Quran, which is the first page of Surah Al-An'am in the 7th Juz. Surah Al-An'am is the 6th chapter of the Quran, and it is a Makki surah, and it is a surah that is dedicated to the oneness and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it, Allah azza wa jalla mentions many of the reasons as to why the creation of Allah azza wa jalla should worship Him alone, and why we should uphold the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how those people who turned away from the path of Tawheed, they associated partners in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how those people have strayed greatly from the path that Allah azza wa jalla has wanted for all of His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins in this surah by praising Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala from the first verse. Allah azza wa jalla says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. Praise belongs to Allah who created the heavens and the earth and made darkness and light. Yet the disbelievers set up equals to their Lord. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by praising Himself as He is deserving of all praise subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within the Quran there are 5 surahs that begin with the praise of Allah azza wa jalla, Surah Al-An'am being one of them. The others being Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Surah Saba, and Surah Fatir, and Surah Al-Kahf. These 5 surahs in the Quran begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt Allah azza wa jalla is worthy of all praise subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we went into detail as to the meaning of what the word hamd and the praise of Allah azza wa jalla means when we began this tafsir program and series with the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha and the statement of Allah azza wa jalla, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So Allah azza wa jalla is worthy of all praise. And the believers constantly praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jalla is worthy of all praise in all situations and circumstances. Because even when we're in difficult circumstances, when there are hardships upon us, Allah azza wa jalla is still worthy of all praise. Because Allah azza wa jalla still guided you to Iman. And Allah azza wa jalla still bestowed upon many blessings, not least of them being the Quran and the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even though you may be suffering, and you may be going through hardships and trials and calamities in many different ways, but the greatest blessings of Allah azza wa jalla upon you outweigh the hardships and the trials that you may have placed upon you, or that you may be going through at this current moment. And so Allah azza wa jalla is always worthy of all praise. And that is why Allah azza wa jalla, there are surahs of the Quran in which Allah begins the surah with His praise, and surahs of the Quran in which Allah azza wa jalla ends with His praise, like Surah Al-Isra. And there are surahs in the Quran in which in the midst of them Allah azza wa jalla praises Himself. So Allah is deserving of all praise at the beginning, and deserving of all praise at the end, and deserving of all praise throughout our lives and throughout our existence. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He praises Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is to show that He, Jalla fi Ula, is the one worthy of worship alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal praises Himself. And He says in this surah, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. All praise belongs to Allah who created the heavens and the earth. So Allah Azza wa Jal is deserving of praise, and therefore deserving of worship alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, deserving of glorification, deserving of every type of worship, because He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. He is the one who formed them, and He's the one who originated them, and He's the one who shaped them, and He's the one who placed each and every single thing that we find within them. He's the one who placed them there subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who made darkness and light. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who made darkness and light. And without Allah Azza wa Jal making that darkness and making that light, we would be in a situation of either perpetual light or perpetual darkness, or of nothingness in which we will not be able to live our lives. Allah Azza wa Jal throughout the Quran, in many places, speaks about this blessing. of the day and the night, of light and darkness. And note that within that there is a meaning also of the spiritual light and darkness. The spiritual light of Iman as opposed to the spiritual darkness that is disbelief and turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who has created all things. He is the one who has placed all things and He has made all things subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is therefore the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His command over the universe and His ability subhanahu wa ta'ala to do as He pleases. No one can stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla and demand anything from Him. Nor can we force anything upon our Lord and Creator. But it is Allah Azza wa Jalla who decides and He does as He pleases subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite all of this, despite Allah's creation of the heavens and the earth, despite placing dark and light therein, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ Yet the disbelievers set up equals to their Lord. Meaning the disbelievers are those who turn away from Allah Azza wa Jalla and His worship alone to the worship of things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah alone created, and Allah alone is the one who originated, and Allah alone is the one who controls, and Allah alone is the one who determines life and death, and Allah Azza wa Jalla alone is the one who provides and gives subhanahu wa ta'ala and withholds jalla fi'ula, then why then would we worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Azza wa Jalla continues in verse number 2 and He says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن طِينٍ ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنْ عِنْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ He is the one who created you from clay and specified a term for you. And another fixed time known only to Him, yet still you doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you from clay, meaning in your original form, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran, when He speaks about the creation of humankind, He speaks about it in two ways. One is the original creation, meaning the first creation of humankind, and that is the creation of our father Adam alayhi salam, was created from tin, as Allah azza wa jalla mentions in many places in the Quran, in the story of Adam and Iblis, that Allah azza wa jalla created Adam alayhi salam from clay. And then Allah azza wa jalla, the second way in which He speaks about the creation of mankind, is then the progeny, the descendants of Adam. The descendants of Adam are created from, as we know, the sperm drop. And so Allah azza wa jalla sometimes says that He created us from clay, and sometimes He tells us that He created us from a sperm drop. There is no contradiction between the two, but we are speaking about two different contexts. But no doubt the origin of mankind goes back to Adam alayhi salam. And the origin of Adam or his creation or his creation came from tin, which is clay. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says here that He is the one who created you from clay. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humankind when there was no one similar to humans before Adam alayhi salam. So Allah originates creation. And that is something which we see in the story of the creation of Adam alayhi salam and the story of Adam and Iblis, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He first created Adam alayhi salam, no one had seen a creation like that before. Not the angels, not Iblis, no one. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla originated and formed him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way that He pleased, jalla fi'ula. ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا And Allah Azza wa Jalla has specified a term for you. That is that He has given to you a term in which you will live in this life. You will remain in this life. So Allah Azza wa Jalla creates you, and then you live for a certain period of time. And therefore Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives life and the one who gives death. And the one who controls life and death is the one, therefore, worthy of being worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would you worship someone or one that can't control your outcome, doesn't have any control over your destiny, doesn't control how long you will live for or when you will die? And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who determines how long you live for and how long you spend upon this earth before death comes to you. وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنْ عِنْدَهُ And then there will be another fixed time that is only known to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the time of the Akhirah, when it will come, and when the people will leave this world and be resurrected on that day. That is also knowledge that is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so again, from the signs of Allah azza wa jalla, His right to be worshipped alone is His knowledge, His power of the unseen, His knowledge of the unseen, His ability to know each and every single thing subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ And yet you are still in doubt, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you still doubt. You doubt about Allah, you doubt about resurrection, you doubt about the Day of Judgment, you doubt about the truthfulness of the Quran and the truthfulness of the truthfulness of this religion of Islam. And look at how Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you speak about the spiritual aspect of light and darkness, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first verse spoke about it, He spoke about darkness in the plural. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ Allah calls darknesses many types. He mentions it in the plural form. Whereas when it comes to light, he mentions only one. And that is because the path to Allah is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. The straight path is only one that leads to Allah Azza wa Jal. But when it comes to darkness, to disbelief, to ignorance, to turning away from Allah, then it contains and follows many paths. The paths of shirk are many. And so Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. Yet you are still in doubt. And that doubt can take many forms. So there are some who will worship many gods besides Allah, and some who will only worship one God besides Allah, and some who will worship stones and rocks and trees and animals, and others who will worship angels, yet others who will worship the fire or the celestial bodies of the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and yet some will worship no one, deny that any God exists. All of these are different types of darkness. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. All of you are in doubt. But the nur is one, and that is the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where Allah Azza wa Jalla continues in verse number 3, and he says, وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِمُونَ. He is Allah in the heavens and on earth. He knows your secrets and what you reveal, and he knows what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is God of the heavens and God of the earth subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one worthy of worship, of being worshipped in the heavens and the earth. He alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so just as he is the one who created the heavens and everything within it, and he is the God of the heavens, the one worthy of worship, being worshipped there, then likewise he is the one who created the earth. And therefore he is worthy of being worshipped upon the earth as well. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, as he says, the God in the heavens and on earth, alone, jalla fi ula, without any partner. And so that is why the angels of the heavens and the inhabitants of the heavens worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they do as he commands, jalla fi ula. And they don't disobey him in any of his commands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the righteous of the earth, from that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, from the humans, from the righteous people of the humans and the jinn, they only worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone as well. And that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, that has no free will upon the earth or in the heavens, also submits to the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knows your sir and your jahr. Allah says, يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ. Allah knows your secrets and that which you reveal. So that which you do openly and that which you hide. So if you show openly iman, but you hide within yourself kufr, or you show within yourself openly piety, but within yourself you hide sin and evil, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows all of your affairs. And that is also therefore from the signs of our Lord and Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alone is worthy of being worshipped. That he knows everything. That he has intimate knowledge of everything. That Allah Azza wa Jalla knows each and every single thing that you do. And Allah knows the deepest secrets within your heart. Allah is aware of the smallest of insects, the smallest of creatures that cannot be seen by the visible eye, can't be seen by the naked eye. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is intimately aware of the smallest of particles and atoms that no one else is aware of, or that no one else is familiar with. Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge of everything, from the smallest of things to the biggest of things. And Allah has knowledge of the most secret and intimate of things. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has knowledge of all that is open and apparent. And that is why what we conceal in the depths of our hearts, that we don't tell anyone, not our wives or husbands, not our parents or children, not the closest and dearest people to us, Allah Azza wa Jalla is aware of it. And that is why when we say words or we do actions, the intentions may not be known to anyone else, but they are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will judge us according to it. And that is why he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. He knows that which you do. He knows your actions and he knows your intentions. He knows what you intended by what you did and what you did not intend by what that which you did. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that which you left off, for whatever reason you left it off, and that which you chose to do because you chose to do it. Allah has knowledge of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse number 4, speaking about those people who see all of these signs, yet they still turn away. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. But every time revelation comes to them from their Lord, they turn their backs on it. That is the way of the disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jalla shows to them sign after sign, verse after verse, sends to them prophet after prophet, gives to them revelation after revelation, and people turn away. And that shows to you the hold that Shaytan has over humankind, over people. Shaytan has such a hold over people that they will see the signs of Allah visibly in front of them, and those people won't be able to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why two people can see the same sign, one of them because of the purity of their heart and their iman in Allah Azza wa Jal will see that sign as a sign from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the other person will see exactly the same sign, but because of how distant they are from Allah, how negligent they are of Allah, how heedless they are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they won't see within it any sign. Rather, they will just see it as something which happens from the phenomena of the dunya, or they will see it as something which is just pleasant and nice to look at, but they don't make that connection between it and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't Allah Azza wa Jalla throughout the Quran tell us to travel upon the earth so that we will see His signs? The believer is the one who travels and sees the signs of Allah in the mountains and the oceans, in the sky, on the earth. They see the signs of Allah. Whereas the people who are heedless of Allah Azza wa Jalla travel to the same places in the same way at the same time, and they won't see any sign that turns to Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, they will just see beauty, and they will see nice scenery, and they will see things that they will just be happy with, but they won't connect it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows to you how precious iman is. Because once you have iman, it opens up your eyes. It allows you to see that which Allah has created, and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that point back to His existence and His right to be worshipped alone, Jalla fi ula. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. Not a single sign came from the signs of your Lord, whether it is the signs of the heavens and the earth, the signs of the universe, or the signs of revelation. The prophets that came, the revelations that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down, these are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believer opens the Quran and reads it as we're doing, and they find within it so much solace and contentment. They see within it signs that point to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They find within it blessings and within it many benefits. And then the disbeliever at the same time looks at these signs or reads the Quran, and they don't take anything from it because their heart is locked and sealed. So Allah Azza wa Jalla sends sign upon sign. But only those of pure heart will be able to benefit from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. But they turn their backs to it and they turn away. As happened with all of the prophets and messengers, including our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did they do? They denied the truth and they rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they mocked and laughed at those signs and messengers that Allah Azza wa Jal sent. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 5, فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they denied the truth when it came to them, but the very thing that they laughed at will be brought home to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the truth came to them, they denied it. The prophets of Allah came with the message of Allah Azza wa Jal, that people should worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone, that they shouldn't commit shirk and kufr, that they should only turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in worship. What did those people do? They denied it. They turned away. They rejected their prophets and messengers. They rejected the revelations of Allah Azza wa Jal. They rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, but what they did is that they did worse. They opposed the prophets and messengers of Allah, and they ridiculed and mocked the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worse, they physically were aggressive and violent towards the prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the followers and the people who believed in them. They were aggressive towards them, violent towards them. They persecuted them and oppressed them and tortured them and killed them in many instances, whether they were from the followers of the prophets or sometimes, as we mentioned before, the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla themselves, as we know from throughout the Quran in other verses. So not only were they people of rejection, and rejection just doesn't mean here that they turned away, but there are many different forms of rejection, many different types of rejection, and there were many people that rejected in different ways. Some of them, yes, they just simply ignored and turned away, but there were people who did more. They opposed. And they were people who were verbally and physically abusive, people who were violent, people who actively went and harmed the believers and killed them, and people who went to the prophets of Allah and murdered them as well. And so these are the people that turned away from Allah Azza wa Jal. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. And because they turned away from the truth and they denied it, then Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them. Allah will give to them the worst of punishments in the next life. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهَزِيُونَ. Allah says, but the very thing that they mocked and that they laughed at, it will be brought back to them. So they laughed at what? They laughed that Allah Azza wa Jalla alone is worthy of being worshipped. They laughed at the fact that people will be resurrected, that there will be a day of judgment. They laughed and denied and mocked at the fact that there will be a paradise for the believers and a hellfire for the disbelievers, and they rejected it. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that which you mocked, that which you laughed at, that which you ridiculed, it will come to you and you will see it before you. And so they will see that which Allah Azza wa Jalla placed before them. They will see that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to be the truth on the day of judgment. They will stand before Allah to be judged. They will be resurrected before Allah Azza wa Jalla to be accounted for. They will see how fire and paradise before them. And then they will know the certainty of it. In fact, they will know its certainty before that at the time of death when they die and they enter their graves and the life of the barzakh. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be told that that which they ridiculed and mocked and denied and rejected, this is the truth of that which you deny. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the next verse, why don't they look around them at the many people who came before them, the many nations who came before them, and the signs that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to us through them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 6, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. Do they not realize how many generations we destroyed before them? We established them in the earth more firmly than you, sent down abundant rain on them from the sky, and made running rivers flow at their feet, that we destroyed them for their misdeeds and raised other generations after them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not look and realize how many nations and generations came before you? Are you the first people that Allah created? Are you the first generation of humans to live upon the earth? You know that there were many generations that came before you, because you can still see their signs and their remnants today. We know about the Egyptians. We know about the Greeks. We know about the Romans. We know about all of these ancient civilizations that lived. We know throughout the Quran about the likes of Ad and Thamud and the people of Nuh and the people of Lut and Madian and all of these different generations and nations that lived in the past. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that those people that came and lived before you, مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ. Allah gave to them establishment upon the earth, that which He didn't have for you, that which He didn't give to you. Look at Pharaoh with all of his might, all of his kingdom, all of his power, all of his soldiers and all of his palaces and wealth. Look at the people of Ad, who used to go around saying, boasting, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, who is more powerful and mighty than us. Look at the people of Salih alayhi salam, and the way that they used to live in their dwellings, carving houses into the sides of mountains. Look at the way that Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the people of the past and the generations. We gave to them that which we have not given to you, meaning that they were given more in terms of power, more in terms of wealth, more in terms of skills and abilities that today still, some of them, we are amazed at. How were they able to construct these pyramids thousands of years ago? With the technology that they probably had, and the skills and engineering that they had, which are far limited compared to what we are now able to do in terms of air travel and science and technology and all of the things that we have now access to. They didn't have access to those things, but they were still able to build and to construct and to do as they did by Allah's command and by His permission. وَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا, and we sent upon them abundant rain from the sky, meaning that we gave to them many blessings, gave to them wealth, gave to them food, gave to them ease. وَجَعَلْنَا الْنَهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ, and we made the rivers flow beneath them. Look at the story of Musa alayhi salam and Pharaoh. Doesn't Pharaoh, when he's boasting about his power and about his wealth and about his station, he say, and these are the rivers of Egypt flowing beneath my feet? He's boasting about the fact that he has everything that he possibly needs in Egypt. Water that comes from the Nile for his fields and for his people, wealth, slaves that are in bondage to him, and that do as he commands, wealth and the ability to have this massive kingdom. All of this is from the wealth that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of these nations that we know of, all of these stories that we've heard of, all of the blessings that Allah gave to them, فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. But when they turned away from Allah Azza wa Jal, when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they made shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, when they denied their prophets and their messengers, when they killed them and they oppressed them and they harmed them and they tortured them, and they did whatever they did to the believers, فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, we destroyed them as a result of their sins. So today, where is Pharaoh? Today, where are Ad and Thamud? Today, where are the people of Madian or the nation of Lut alayhi salatu salam? Where are the people of Nuh alayhi salam? Where are all of those civilizations that lived? Where are the ancient Egyptians and the Greeks and the Romans? Those mighty civilizations that today people still look up to and speak about and reminisce concerning, that today they are nowhere to be seen. When they turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that to them, then why can't He do it to you when you are weaker, not as established as they are, have less blessings, have less might and power and ability? وَانْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ And we raised other generations after them, meaning that other people came and settled in their lands. Other people lived in Egypt. Other people live in Greece. Other people live in Italy and Rome. Other people have come and taken over those places where these mighty nations once dwelled. That is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so true might and power belongs to Allah. And true eternal life is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal and Yawm al-Qiyamah, for the believers who will have the blessings of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 7, which will be the final verse that we will take today, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُّبِينٌ Even if we had sent down to your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a book inscribed on parchment, and they had touched it with their own hands, the disbelievers would still say this is nothing but blatant sorcery. This is something which the disbelievers would demand. Why can't a physical book be revealed from the heavens that we can see coming down, that we can touch and feel, that we can read for ourselves? Why is it revelation in this way that you come every so often with verses from an angel that isn't seen, a revelation that we can't physically see being descended upon you? Allah Azza wa Jalla says here that these people, because of their disbelief, because of their rejection, even if that book was to come down in a parchment that was written on, that they could then hold and see and touch, that was physically visible to them descending from the earth, they would turn around and they would say, that is from the sorcery of the prophets and messengers. And that is what they said. Didn't Musa alayhi salam have his staff that came and ate the serpent, the magic of the sorcerers? They turned around and they said that it was sorcery. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spit the moon for Quraysh? They turned around and said that it was sorcery. So likewise here, because of their disbelief and rejection, even if you were to give to them the signs that they demand, they will still say that it is sorcery. And that is something which we see throughout all of the past nations. They would demand miracles from their prophets. Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant them those miracles. They would turn around and then they would say that this is another form of bewitchment, sorcery, magic, craziness, and they would still continue to disbelieve. So inshallah ta'ala, with that we come to the end of today's episode. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode we will continue with these statements of the disbelievers and how Allah Azza wa Jal refutes them. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.